Hello and welcome. I'm Leanne Jenkins and I have today's literacy word. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of language and its foundation in literacy. Specifically, we're looking at semantics and vocabulary. They are the unsung heroes of understanding. Semantics is essentially the study of meaning in language. Think about it. Words aren't just strings of letters. They carry significance. Semantics explores how we connect words, phrases, and sentences to actual ideas and concepts. For a young reader, learning semantics means figuring out that the word cat refers to that furry, four-legged creature, not a dog or a bird. But it gets deeper. Semantics helps us understand things like synonyms and antonyms. That big means the same as large and the opposite of small. And figurative language. That's when someone says, it's raining cats and dogs. They don't mean the animals are literally falling from the sky. They mean it's raining heavily. Without a grasp of semantics, a reader can decode all the words on a page but still miss the entire message of the passage. It's the difference between reading the notes and truly hearing the music. Now, let's talk about vocabulary. Simply put, vocabulary is the storehouse of words a person knows and uses. It's the building materials for both reading and writing. A strong vocabulary is directly linked to better comprehension. Imagine, for instance, trying to build a house with only 10 different types of brick. Your structure would be limited. It's the same with reading. If you encounter too many unfamiliar words, you stop understanding the flow and context of the text. So, just remember that a strong vocabulary is linked to better comprehension using semantics and vocabulary. Vocabulary is the bridge. And just remember that the powerful tools lie not just in the letters in the page, but the vast interconnected web of meaning. That is, semantics and vocabulary allows us to grasp the big picture and understanding of the passages. Join us tomorrow as we counter context clues, word number 16. Bye for now.